with you today, presented by Paul Bunning Communications. I'm Brian Schultz. Beaver men's basketball team has had to adjust to life without Tate Olson. He was injured just four games into the season. Henry Shannon III joins us next on BSU Today on the Beaver Radio Network.
Are you tired of waiting for your internet to catch up with your life? Switch to GigaZone Internet from Paul Bunyan Communications. You'll be connecting to one of the largest rural all-fiber optic networks in the country with internet speeds up to a mind-blowing 10 gig. And with Paul Bunyan Communications, you're not just getting speed, you're getting reliability, local customer service, and you share in our success. Upgrade your internet game today. Call, click, or stop by our office in Bemidji or Grand Rapids and join the fiber optic revolution with GigaZone Internet from Paul Bunyan Communications.
For BSU Today, presented by Paul Bunning Communications, I'm Brian Schultz. Beaver men's basketball team, currently at 6-7 overall, 3-5 in the Northern Sun Conference, lost this past Saturday at home to Minnesota Duluth, losing 89-77. Beavers have played all but the first three games in change without Tate Olson. Three games in, he was their leading scorer. Went out with an injury, and the first time the Beavers played Minnesota Duluth, hasn't been back to the lineup since. It certainly changed the makeup of the bench and how this team can score. Beaver's Henry Shannon III on how he and Tate and how he and Austin Josephson.
I had a little bit different role at first with me and Tate. We could play, like, I could play off him a lot more. He's a little bit better playmaker than Austin, but Austin is he's a dog in the paint. He gets so many boards, so many offensive rebounds. I have the less stronger defender on me, so I have easier time in the paint, and he has great footwork around this room, so a lot of the other bigs can guard him.
Beavers will stay at home this weekend. They'll host Southwest Minnesota State at the BSU gym on Friday. Men's game at 5:30, women's game to follow. It's BSU Today, presented by Paul Bunning Communications. I'm Brian Schultz for the Beaver Radio Network.